Thank you for joining us for Big Blue Doors podcast. Big Blue Doors storytelling shows, called Big Blue Door Jams, take place the third Thursday of every month at different venues in Charlottesville. Look for the next location and upcoming themes at bigbluedoor.org. The story you're about to hear was written and performed in December of 2012 by Miller Murray Susan. The theme of the show was families.
My mother had one career goal, which was to be a stay-at-home mom. And to that end, she had four beautiful children, of whom I am the eldest. And she really did it up. She didn't mess around. She made all our clothes. She baked bread twice a week. There was a hot homemade meal on the table at 6 p.m. every night. And when it came time for Christmas, you better believe the shit went down in our house. I mean, it was like we went to the farm and cut a tree, and then we came home and listened to Christmas carols and made paper chains, and then we made gingerbread men and we decorated them. And then, I mean, it just went on and on. She made homemade eggnog. We sang around the piano. Anyway, decorations. Woo! So, all this to say, my belief in Santa was rock solid and maintained very carefully, curated very carefully by my mom. Very invested in my belief in Santa. And so it wasn't until I was probably 9 years old in fourth grade that doubt started to creep in. I mean, nobody at school believed in Santa except for me. And I still was quite sure, based on the fact that they would make footprints coming out of the fireplace and write us notes. And I mean, it was so perfectly done. I was like, there is no way that Santa does not exist. But I finally thought, okay, enough people have said this to me, I guess I better check in. So I pick a quiet moment with my mom, and I pull her aside, and I'm like, there is a Santa Claus, though, right? I mean, right? Like, everybody at school says no, but I told them I don't believe that because I think there is a Santa Claus. And she's like, okay, I've been waiting for this, and you're 9 years old, and I think, you know, that you're old enough and mature enough to know the truth, which is that your dad and I do Santa. Okay, we do. I'm like, she's like, yes, yes, yes. Okay, and what I need for you now to do is to help me maintain this beautiful thing that we do every Christmas for your three younger siblings. Now you're in on it, okay, and you're part of the fun, and you have to really help us keep them believing because it's so much fun for us to do and for them to believe. And I'm like, okay, all right, that sounds kind of fun, I guess. But actually, secretly, I didn't really believe her. I actually really thought maybe she was lying to me because I was totally sure there was a Santa Claus. I believed it deep in my heart. So I decided the only thing to do was to hide behind the Christmas tree and wait and see for myself what happened. So my parents did Christmas down in the living room, and they had their bedroom is actually through the living room. So they had a really nice, sweet setup, and what they would do is they'd put us to bed and read us the night before Christmas, and we had that anyway. Long, elaborate ritual, and then they would go downstairs and they would tie the double doors of the living room shut with a shoelace. And then in the morning, we couldn't get in. It was tied shut. We could not get in until they came out of their bedroom fully ready to greet the day and untied the living room door. So I knew that if I wanted to figure out the Santa Claus thing once and for all, I was going to have to sneak into that living room before they tied those doors shut, which was like Mission Impossible worthy, like dunch, dunch, dun, 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 dun. But I was ready. I was ready for the challenge. So right after they read, I was like, I have to go to the bathroom. Dad's like, okay, well, go get in bed after you go. I'm like, okay, great. And then they went downstairs, and he took my mom back, and they sort of were back in their bedroom, and I was like, and I got in behind the Christmas tree, right up against the living room window, which is like a long floor-to-ceiling window, between two big boxes in the little corner, and I had done it. And I was just going to wait. I was just going to wait as long as it took to see what was going to happen next. But, you know, I hadn't really thought about the fact that it was effing freezing, which was one problem. And I was just wearing these little thin pajamas. I was sitting up against this cold window, and I was sitting there kind of like, but I'm like, it's okay. I can wait. I'm all right. And then I'm sitting there, and I'm like, nothing's really happening. It's dark in there, and it's kind of spooky. And I'm like, maybe this wasn't my best idea. And then right as I'm about to make a break for it, the lights come on. My dad comes in, and he starts tying the door shut, so now I'm fucked. And he starts unloading all of these big brown boxes from their bedroom under their bed. And my mom's wearing her big, thick glasses. My parents are arguing. She's saying things like, God damn it, Matt! Didn't you buy any batteries for the goddamn radios that I bought the kids? And my dad's like, shut up, Mary! I'm so tired! I'm just trying to finish this up! She's like, damn it all, Matt! Can you put together the G.I. Joe flight thing? He's like, fucking all these little fucking teeny little, Jesus Christ, fucking little bitty, God damn it, I dropped the, get the directions, and they're like bickering and shouting at each other, and it's like the least magical thing I can imagine. It's like the seamy underside of Christmas, and it's a horror show. And I'm freezing cold. And it's occurred to me at this point that I'm never getting out. And I'm going to have to sleep behind the Christmas tree. And then in the morning, I don't even know what's going to happen. Like, I'm going to, like, go out really fast and pretend to come in. Like, I can't. I just hadn't gotten that far in my thinking. Because I really thought Santa Claus was real. And I thought there'd be some magical component. And he could, like, magic me out and magic me back in the morning. So I don't mean to. But as I'm sitting there being so cold, I just move, like, one little, like, I kind of, like, jerk a little, and I make a little rustly noise on the present next to me. And my dad says to this day, he's like, there's, like, two times in my life that all the hair on my head has stood up. But that was one of them. And he goes, Mary, what was that? And she's like, I don't know. I don't know. And he's like, there is someone in here. She's like, oh no, where? He's like, behind the Christmas tree. But it never occurred to either of them that it was one of their kids. My dad thought it was like a robber. So he goes and gets like a baseball bat. And he's coming across the room, and I'm back there like. And then he's like. And he takes me by the scruff of the neck and hauls me out. And they're both aghast. My mom's like, I told you. But I told you, you already knew. What are you doing here? I'm like, I just wanted to check. I wanted to know for sure. She's like, I told you for sure. I'm like, I just didn't believe you. She's like, that's over. You ruined Christmas. You've ruined it. It will never be the same. My dad's crying, and she's crying, and I'm crying. It's awful. We're all standing there, and she's like, just go to bed. Just go to bed. And don't tell your sister and your brothers. You breathe a word of this. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. But that wasn't true, because I ran right upstairs and woke my sister up and told her everything. I still don't know what made me do that. I think I just felt so horrible. I had to share my horribleness. It was too much horribleness to endure. I had to spew it all over somebody else. So I woke her up and I was like, Mom and Dad are Santa. I just saw them. They put out all the presents. She's like, rawr, rawr. Anyway, so now I'm a parent myself. And I have an 8-year-old girl. And she has seemed very invested. But just this year when she wrote her Santa letter, she asked Santa for his autograph and left a little line for the autograph. So I have a feeling that means that doubt is creeping in. And you better believe that if I tell her the truth, I will be watching to make sure she's in bed before I put out the presents.